I just have to think, when Brother John was speaking this morning of his blessings throughout the years at this camp, how many, many, many people have stories. Stories of blessing, stories of help. I'm thinking of a couple who came here many years ago, and their marriage was in deep, deep trouble. And they were hardly speaking to each other in the car as they drove up. And it was many, many years ago. All the people involved are no longer here, except, well, Brother Gardner is here. He's a Peter, of course. But they tell the story. It's one of my favorite stories of God working in lives. And they arrived one rainy, dark, spooky night. I guess it was spooky. I just threw that in. But it was a rainy, a foggy night, and we had two rather stern housekeepers at the time, Swiss ladies. And at that time, the guests, because of the laundry facilities, they had to bring their own sheets. And so they arrive, they get out of the car, didn't know where they were, and the first encounter are these two ladies, "Where are your sheets?" So they did not know what hit them. But they spent that night, and the wife recounts that in the morning she woke up and she saw the dew on the lake. And already God was dealing with her and speaking to her. And then as they came to morning worship, the Brother Gordon Gardner, who was the first director, he spoke and he somehow nailed it right on the head. He knew nothing about them. He knew nothing about their needs or their situation, but he spoke and it went into both of their hearts. And when they left that first service, they said, he knows all about us. He knows all about us. Of course, it was the Holy Spirit working in them. And their marriage was salvaged. And they come back every couple of years. They were here just a couple of weeks ago to give thanks to God for saving his marriage, their marriage. And there are many stories, maybe not as dramatic as that, perhaps, but stories that are dramatic to the individual. Real changes, real helps, real deliverances. Salvations, baptisms in the Holy Spirit. And so I thank God that he moves in this place. Yeah. And it's not us, it's not we that do anything. It's his presence, his power. And as we keep looking to him, he will continue to use this place and each other and our ministers to help us along this Christian way.
Yeah. And, yes.